Hi, I'm Buck Woody, Microsoft's Real World DBA, here today with some guests on Channel 9 Video talking about the Professional Association for SQL Server, or PASS, and there's a conference coming up in November, and we're just talking about some of the sessions that we have going. So we have with us Michael Reese and Liam Cavanaugh, and we're going to let them introduce themselves, tell a little bit about what they do and who they are, and then we'll come back and talk about PASS.
Thanks, Buck. My name is Michael Reese. I'm a lead program manager in the SQL Server Engine Application Platform team. I have been with SQL Server for over 10 years now, doing first XML spatial support, and now I'm basically leading the beyond relational area, a very interesting term because it means everything except the relational engine.
Right.
Thanks, Buck, and thanks for having me here today. I'm a program manager with the SQL Azure and the Sync Framework team. And today I'm going to be going through the SQL Azure technology, building applications with SQL Azure, some of the new capabilities that we're going to be seeing at PDC, as well as some of the integration with synchronization to the cloud.
That's awesome. That's Azure is really up and coming. I hear it all the time. I'm myself a senior technical specialist for SQL Server, so I work with some of the large clients here in the Pacific Northwest. Used to work on the product team with a few of you folks. And I'm going to be presenting at PASS three sessions myself. The first one I'm doing is on working with PowerShell and automation. So when to automate, using which features inside SQL Server 2008. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of practical examples there. And then another presentation I'm doing is on the policy-based management framework. This is the product that Laura Rebelke, who's another technical specialist out in the field, she put it together using the features that are in SQL Server 2008 that allows you to be able to manage and monitor 2000, 2005, and 2008 systems. It's really kind of a cool feature, so we're going to be demoing a lot of that. And the final session I'm doing, which is very interesting to me, is a performance tuning methodology. In other words, a way of tuning your systems, not necessarily the individual tuning steps. Where do you start? What do you do? So those are the ones I'm doing. Tell us about some of the presentations that you're involved in, Michael.
Well, I'm involved in two presentations and a post-conference.
Oh, okay.
So on the post-conference, let's start with that. We will have a couple of my team members and myself presenting about managing unstructured data and semi-structured data in SQL Server 2008.
Interesting. Now, what's a post-conference? I'm not familiar with that.
So this is basically the same as a pre-conference, except that it happens on Friday.
Okay.
And it's a full-day seminar style, about 6 to 7 hours, where we have basically three people of my team presenting.
Wow.
I just give kind of the hello and introduction.
Yeah, you're the glue.
I'm kind of the glue, yeah, and the slave driver. And we will be basically talking about how do you manage unstructured data with some of the new functionality as well that we introduced in SQL Server 2000 and even 2008 R2.
Wow,
there will
that's
be some
awesome.
Things that
some
we
of the
will
new
mention.
Stuff.
Yeah, not that much, but a few cool stuff
yeah.
that we have added to file stream support,
nice.
Remote blobs, store APIs, etc.
Wow, that sounds
and
awesome.
And then full text search, obviously 2008 was a big re-architecting, we will have our program manager, Fernando, talking about full text search. Srini Akaria will be talking about unstructured data, and then Pedro De Rose will be talking about new sparse column support, filtered indices, etc., to manage unstructured and semi-structured data.
That's amazing. That's a lot to study in a day.
And then
your head will be full. So what are your two main sessions?
So my two main sessions are both spatial.
Okay.
Or special.
Special or, okay,
both
spatial. Okay.
Both, of course, yes.
Yeah.
The first one will be an introduction about the two types.
Okay.
I will be showing off some hopefully cool demos, also the new reporting services, some tools that people build outside that integrate with SQL Server spatial support and MapPoint, for example. And then the second presentation will be about spatial indexing. So how do you tune your spatial queries? What are some of the best practices? How does the index internally work so that you have a better understanding understand the query plans that you can see when you look at the query plans.
That's neat. So is it all theoretical or is there some practicality in there too?
There is some practicality in there too. Basically, why does my query is so slow? Why is the query slow? So how do I make it faster?
Okay,
and,
well, that's good.
The practice there.
That's good stuff. Liam, tell us about yours.
So at PASS is one of the most important conferences for us because of our transition into more of a SQL mm-hmm. model within SQL Azure. Mm-hmm. For those of you that have been following SQL Server Data Services,
yes.
SQL Data Services.
All those splits and things.
Exactly. It was it initially started out as more of an entity-based system,
okay.
you know, followed something called the ACE model,
right.
having containers and entities. And the feedback that we received from the customers is that, no, we wanted it to look much more like a SQL Server.
Sure.
You know, what we understand, what we built our knowledge on, and what we've implemented. So over the past year, we've mm-hmm. done a lot of work to expose SQL Azure as a true SQL mm-hmm. store in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have a lot of sessions at this conference where we're going to go through the exact details of that, how we've optimized it for the cloud environment.
Nice.
Doing things to make it, you know, elastic so
sure.
that people can easily create and remove databases as they need to handle the load and the resources that they really need. In an optimized, mm-hmm. cost-effective way. But for my session, I'm going to be going through a session along with David Robinson, one of the other program managers within SQL Azure, on building these applications. So we're going to show how you go about creating these, and of course, we're going to tie in some of the synchronization capabilities, which I've been working on for quite some time.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different examples of that where customers want to tie their existing enterprise stores mm-hmm. into the cloud. You know, you have SQL Server databases now. How do you make it so that these data stores coexist?
I see.
And then on top of that, how do you allow people to take their SQL Azure stores and bring it offline?
Bring it back down. Okay.
You know, people are building these mobile applications, data to remote offices. Tying that all along with Windows Azure.
That's
a big focus for us.
That is excellent. I know that's a hot new technology. Everywhere I go, everybody asks me, okay, what's the SQL Azure thing? What does it do? When do I use that versus local? Can I use them at the same time?
Yeah.
What's the speed like? What's the security like? That sort of thing. So a lot of questions. So that's great that you'll have the people that are actually writing it being there.
Exactly.
And you know, it's interesting because it brings up a point. I do a lot of conferences, as I'm sure both of you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do all kinds of conferences. I do SQL Saturday, which is the small conferences around the U.S. And I do TechEd Europe and TechEd USA and a few of these others. And I've even done recently some of the virtual conferences that they've got out there where they film you and people just stream it to their desk and so on. Great format and great way to work with it. But I wonder, having access to the person that wrote the software, and you can literally grab them and say, can I buy you a coffee and sit down at a table somewhere and talk about why did you do this way or where are you going with this and so on.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the advantages of being at a conference in person, don't you think? I mean, what are the advantages that you've seen of being at PASS as opposed to just watching something on the web later?
Well, I mean, I think both of these formats have advantages, but I think the ability to talk to the people that actually built the software
mm-hmm.
and other people that use the software actually give you the ability to have ad hoc conversations, ask questions, and even potentially answer questions, and basically create a network that will allow you to, once you have a real problem back at work, you can actually go back to that network and get quicker answers and quicker feedback on it.
That's a good point.
Webcasts, etc., they are good, but you have to be there, and then you often don't have time to ask questions.
Right.
It's, however, a great resource to go back to and look at it. And SQL PASS obviously gets recorded, so you will be able to save ability to actually see it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You get all the materials.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Liam?
Yeah, I like to think of it actually as more of a win-win. So the customers certainly get to talk to the developers and learn more about the technology. But it's also a chance for us in the product group to get the feedback from the customers, to really hear where their pain points are, what they want to see in the next releases, and what's really important to them. I mean, I just mentioned the case where we transitioned from more of a REST container model
mm-hmm.
to a SQL store.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a direct result of conferences exactly like
this one,
where customers said, no, we want it to be like SQL, we want it to be like this. And that's a feedback that we take back into the product group, hopefully to produce a technology that's much more beneficial to the customer.
Are you saying that Microsoft is listening? Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
that's...
So. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, sometimes we do. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I have the same kind of experiences. I've been going to conferences for a long time before I joined Microsoft. For 22 years, I was a DBA, so I went to a lot of conferences at IBM and Oracle and Microsoft and a lot of other places. It was interesting to me. I actually wrote an article on informit.com called How to Attend a Technical Conference. Yeah. Which has the tips and things that you've just mentioned, which is, you know, make use of the time, get that schedule builder, make sure you find out who else is going, get names and addresses of people.
Go to the Ask the Experts session.
The Ask the Experts, that one's an awesome example. Now tell us about the Ask the Experts. Some people might not be familiar with that.
Okay, so Ask the Experts basically is late afternoon, Wednesday, I think, where we have different tables set up based on different topics at PaaS, obviously, is very SQL Server-centric,
right,
but TechEd,
right.
It would be a little bit broader, where people from the product team, and not only the program managers, the kind of people that they send out to kind of represent the product team, but even developers and testers will actually be there and will be waiting for your feedback and answers.
Right, that's amazing. It's like free consulting almost, to a point, I guess.
Yes.
But then now, does that cost extra?
No, that's included.
That's just part of it.
That's part of it.
That's another thing I guess you don't get on an online, that while the onlines are great, and I highly recommend them, I participate in them all the time, I think these in-person conferences still justify the cost. If you could get your question answered, you could save a consulting fee, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing. Well, has anybody got any final comments about why someone should attend PaaS?
Well, Seattle is nice in November, if it's not raining.
There's a great coffee place just down from the convention center. It's easy to get in and out, fairly good city to have a conference in, and I agree with that as well. So this has been Buck Woody and Michael Reese and Liam Kavanaugh wishing you to have a great PaaS conference.